see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Curling. No curling. Oh, but the Canadians would have dominated.
Well, that's probably why.
I was going to say, well, the Canadians dominated anyway. They were born on skis and ice skates.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon.
So Claire, it's getting a little chilly in here.
Yeah.
Would you say that
the temperature is dropping rapidly?
Would you say that it's winter?
Winter isn't just coming. It's here. We're in the middle of it right now.
I hear it's going to involve some games.
Yes, you're referring to the Olympics, of course.
Of course. And then, of course, the more important Olympics, which are the Bachelor franchise's winter games.
Right. And that's all anyone really cares about is who is going to win short track speed skating on the Bachelor winter games.
Exactly. I don't know. Can Team USA pull it off?
I really don't even know if there is a Team USA. We have so much to learn.
And here to maybe shed a bit of light on what this show is going to be, we have the wonderful Leslie Murphy.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me, guys.
She happened to be in New York City, and we were able to convince her to run downtown and hang out with us for a few minutes.
Literally just scheduled this like yes. 30 minutes ago.
This
happy
is like
to be here.
The greatest scheduling coup of our entire podcast career.
Yep, just off the cuff.
But first, you know, you are on Sean's season. You're kind of a fan favorite. Catch people up. What have you been up to?
Oh, man. Yeah. God, it's been a few years, huh?
Yeah.
probably five, actually, to be exact.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been all over the world. So right after my season, I moved abroad to Argentina and started a travel blog and haven't really stopped. In fact, I don't have a home. I live out of a suitcase.
Fun.
Yeah. It's fun. You know, like anything else, it has its pros and its cons. But when they came to me a few months ago and said, hey, we're putting this brand new show together, it has an international cast, I was like, that's great because it's my two worlds coming together. Bachelor, travel. How could I say no to that?
Were you ever asked to participate in any of the summer shows before?
Oh, yeah. Paradise came my way. But I turned that down because it's just, to me, Bachelor Winter Games was for me because it's like, how can you turn down falling down a mountain with, you know, some Australian? And to me, getting drunk on a beach all day isn't really, you know, it's not me. I like to adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Bachelor in Paradise has gotten even more over the years, like a small limited world. It's like
yes.
People from the last two seasons of the main shows, and they all know each other, and they all know who they're going to date. And it seems like Winter Games is going to be, like, first of all, a big assortment of seasons from the U.S. shows mm-hmm. all brought together. And then is there a big contingent of the international shows?
I mean, yeah, we got people from Australia, New Zealand, Sweden, Russia, Canada. I mean, we were parading down Main Street in Vermont when we were filming in December, just seeing these nations come in. And I was like, this is going to be fun. I cannot wait.
Were you like, this is what it would be like to be in the Olympic opening ceremony?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just like that.
Most of us never come so close to that feeling.
No. But now I know.
Yeah. Were all of the international contestants from English-speaking countries, or did all of them speak English?
We had a woman from Japan who I think is going to steal the show, and she doesn't speak very great English, and that's, like, the best part about it.
But did you have a translator?
We had a translator.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It really is. But it's so funny because she was able to pick up English pretty quickly. So by the time she left, I feel like she could converse pretty well back and forth. But I don't. Sometimes I was like, are you an actor from Brooklyn? Because we're having a conversation right now in English. And then, like, yesterday, you could hardly speak a sentence to me. So I'm like, who are you?
I would not put it past The Bachelor to, like, hire someone to play, like, oh, I don't know English, which is disturbing that I believe they would do that.
No. She was straight out of Japan and amazing, and her name's Yuki, and I can't wait to see her come on my TV screen.
I'm really excited to get some, like, new blood in this franchise.
Yeah.
Because I haven't watched any of the international...
And we've heard good things. People always say,
Australia
oh, you
and Canada,
should watch.
We were always told to watch those two.
Right. But, like, I don't have the time or
the
will.
It's a real investment.
Yeah, it is an investment. And it's going to be an investment come February when Winter Games airs, because it's twice. It airs twice in 1 week. So we've got Ari season on Mondays, Bachelor Winter Games on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, my God.
And Claire and I will be watching all of it. Maybe not committing to live tweeting all of them, because, like, I don't know if I can give up three of my nights a week
burning through your Twitter account.
But live tweeting is my favorite part. And only, like, 50% of my followers mute me during The Bachelor. So, like, I know there's an audience.
Yeah, our followers get a lot of whiplash. They're like, wait, you tweeted about politics and now there's seven tweets about
it.
I'm like,
it's
yes.
Well-rounded. You're very well-rounded.
Exactly. As I always say, we contain multitudes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the definition of well-rounded is, like, really extreme, like, serious, really extreme, frivolous.
It's the best
and nothing
way to be.
In between.
Right.
Exactly. So one thing that kind of interested me looking at the preview is that you have, like, people like you who were on the show years ago, people from international shows, and I don't really know what the media climate is like for them. But then people like Ashley I, who came into this generation of The Bachelor, where everyone became, like, a social media influencer right away and have turned it into their persona. Was it really, like, a shock for you to be brought together, these different kind of generations of Bachelor world?
Well, I think, you know, I was really excited for the foreign aspect of it. But, you know, during the very first day of filming, we were brought together with our respective team. So I met all the Team USA first, and I didn't know any of them because I haven't been on in 5 years. So it was kind of the same way. Whether you were a foreigner or Team USA, it was still the same to me because I've been out of this world for 5 years. And I kind of feel not so much like I was living under a rock, but that I just was outside of Bachelor Nation for five years. I didn't know any of these people. So this is my first time to meet Ashley I, even though I felt like I already kind of knew her. Because she's cried on my TV screens for so many years. But she's amazing.
I've seen her cry more than many of my closest friends.
Right. But she's great. Claire, I fell in love with Claire. She's great, too.
I'm excited to see Claire back on her screens. Claire
and then
Crawley.
Bibiana. She is this fierce Latina who I was like, who are you? Because at the time, Ari season hadn't aired yet. And so I didn't know who she was or what season she had been on. But it was it was great to see her on Winter Games. And then it was great to see her on Ari season because I feel like on Winter Games, she kind of settled down a little bit and came into her own because it was a different format and there wasn't one Bachelor we were all trying to vie time for. So she kind of took a backseat a little bit. But it's really funny because I went on a date on Winter Games, and in the morning she was dating one guy. And when I came back that night, she was dating another guy.
That is the best thing.
Just a little teaser for you.
So I was going to ask, like, what role do love and dating play in this show?
A lot. It's The Bachelor at the end of the day. Come on. It's always going to be right there in the center. But it's great. I mean, it's a good balance of, you know, like competition, Winter Games, falling down hills, you know, bad athletes on your TV screens, but also finding love, too. I think there's some love to be found on Winter Games.
Can we ask if you might have found a love connection?
I mean, it's progressing. It's progressing into something like that. We'll see what happens. But
that sounds like a yes.
It was, I went into it with a really open mind and came out with a boyfriend.
Wow. That's the best advertisement for the show.
And you don't seem to have broken any bones or, in the physical competition. So I think that's the best way you could leave this show.
Well, yeah, things heat up, but you'll see. Yeah, you'll have to see how it all plays out, because I think, there is some drama. There are some love triangles.
Oh, well, thank goodness. What would a Bachelor show be without a few love triangles?
Right?
Yeah.
So is the love kind of woven into the competition? Like, are we going to see some sort of, win the downhill skiing and you will get a date?
Yeah, so that's kind of how it happens. So there's a women's heat and a men's heat, and whoever wins each gets a date card. That's how that happens. And then you can ask whoever you wish.
So are people encouraged to date, across country lines, or is it whoever?
No, international couples are a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Practicality has never been a big thing for The Bachelor. It's like, you're from Arizona, she's from Maine. I think you guys could really make this work.
Well, that was really awkward/hard at the end of it, because there are, a few couples that leave the show together, and a lot of hard conversations have to take place, because it's like, okay, we live so far away from each other. How are we going to make this work?
Would The Bachelor sponsor, their immigration?
It's
How
possible.
Much are they willing to commit?
I want to see that commitment. Just a televised wedding, televised immigration proceedings.
It would be a quid pro quo. They'd be like, you can be part of a 5-part, quintuple wedding. And in exchange, we will sponsor all of your immigration, paperwork, and we will take care of you. But you
committed.
Have to get married on TV for us.
Well, yeah. I mean, twist my arm. Free wedding. Free wedding. Meh.
Probably planned by Mindy Weiss or someone who loves big floral arrangements.
Exactly. I don't know, guys. I look through all my wedding pictures instead of just the outtakes, and I would not want all that to be shown on TV. Is that what my face looks like from that angle? God help me.
God help me. I hear you, girl.
So are you gonna show us any surprising skills? Are you a winter sports enthusiast in any way?
You will see me do pretty terribly at riflery.
Oh, there's riflery.
Yes.
That sounds
you will have
fun.
To tune in for all kinds of winter. Yeah, it's not even really a winter sport, but it was in Vermont. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, I think it is part of the Winter Olympics, right? Because there's also the thing where they cross country ski and then they shoot.
Yep, that's it. It's called the biathlon on the Winter Games,
of course.
And it is part of cross country skiing, which I thought I would do really.
Yes, that exists in the Winter Olympics.
Okay, yeah. I thought I would do really well, but you'll have to see. But I think some other people were way, way, way behind me. I mean, it was actually really funny to see the guys do it, because, I competed against all the women. So I'm, totally focused on getting across that finish line, not really looking at anybody else. But it's really funny to see the guys, just fall face first and go so slow that, Ashley, the interviewer, was, walking right alongside them because they had no skills.
It's interesting because I feel like a lot of summer Olympic events that what might seem more closely paralleled on a lot of dating shows, because it's they're out in the sun and they're we're going to have you run really fast for this challenge or go under obstacles. They're less skill-based. You have to work with really specialized equipment to get good at winter sports. So you can't just brute strength through it.
No.
Which is one of the many issues with winter sports. They're very privileged.
Issues.
But
you call it issues. I call it entertainment.
Yeah,
I've never had to learn how to ski, which is great.
That seems good TV. I don't think it would be as fun if everyone was really good at the challenges. Want to watch The Bachelor Winter Games to see men embarrass themselves.
Exactly. It's going to be amazing because we ski. A lot of these people haven't even put on skis before.
Do you get any coaching?
Oh, yeah. We practice for a good hour or two before we actually do.
Oh, well, that's enough.
Well, you only do so much in a day with so many people around. But, I'm sure you've seen it from the Winter Games promo, just people flying down ski hills. It's
yes.
great.
Yeah. I think I read somewhere that Nancy Kerrigan is there. Is that true?
She makes an appearance, and she's there teaching us how to figure skate. It's amazing.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I have to
excited.
Think, if I'm Nancy Kerrigan, I'm like, Tanya Harding got an award-nominated movie this year, right? And I got to be on The Bachelor Winter Games. I mean, I think she got the better end of the deal, obviously, but it might not seem that way.
I know. It was funny timing, for sure. It really was.
Anything that involves Tanya Harding or Nancy Kerrigan, though, like, I'm there. It just really taps
Ratings
into
gold.
My 90s child
yes.
obsession.
Yep. Have you seen the movie?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Oh, I can't wait.
It was fantastic. Margot Robbie is unreal in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the list.
Janney.
Yeah, and Allison Janney.
Great performances. So this is our Oscars podcast. What about, like, so I have a lot of weird winter sports that I want to know if you guys. So biathlon, yes.
Yes.
Luge?
No. No, I wanted a luge. I wanted curling.
No curling.
Oh, but the Canadians would have dominated.
Well, that's probably why.
I was going to say, well, the Canadians dominated anyway. They were born on skis and ice skates.
Moguls? Did you use ski moguls?
Right. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
A lot of these are. Eighth grade, we would go on a class trip for one day just to learn how to ski. I did not learn how to ski, spoiler alert. But every year someone would break a bone. Every year.
Oh, yeah.
Was there snowboarding?
On the bunny hill, someone
skiing,
would break a bone.
Not snowboarding.
No. Bobsledding? I'm literally looking up what are all of the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, let's go down the list.
Yeah. What about
a lot of skates. A lot of different skating.
Did you do different kinds? There's like short track and long track, speed skating.
Speed skating, ice skating, all the skating.
Was there a couples figure skating competition?
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like that is really made for this
With
show.
With full-on costumes and everything.
Oh, yes.
But was anyone jumping or was it basically ice dancing?
There are people who tried to jump. Now, whether they landed it or not, you'll have to see. It's amazing stuff.
It looks so easy in the Olympics, and I'm pretty sure I could do it.
You think you can until you can't.
Yeah. We went ice skating after we saw I, Tanya, and I kept being like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to twirl. My husband was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Like, you got one bruise and you cried for a week.
Yeah, suddenly, I know, Claire's just on her back, like,
I was like,
in
it looks
Rockefeller
so easy.
Center.
I got this.
They make it look so easy. I know. I looked up, and there is Nancy Kerrigan just twirling circles around me, and I'm like, ugh.
You're like, can I just watch you?
Yeah. Can you just take my spot?
Yeah.
Let's win this together.
I just wish that I had been trained really hard to be a figure skater when I was an adolescent so that I would be able to do it forever.
Yeah.
You know, just
I
like
know.
Always have that skill.
Just have that in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Party trick.
There
just
are
like,
a lot of things that I'm angry at my parents. They didn't like force me to learn very young.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, my parents took me to piano, and I was so bad that my teacher told me to quit. It's like, that got me nowhere in life, mom and dad.
Yeah, I say piano and viola, and my teacher finally, like, never that impressed with my potential in either arena. But that's probably, I really wanted to learn how to play viola until I was learning. And that's
right.
definitely what would have happened with yes. anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, you're like, wait, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad actually made us all learn piano because he had a lot of resentment when he was a kid. He was one of five, and Irish family. And his dad was a big fan of tap dancing, so he made half the kids learn piano and half the kids learn tap dancing, and you can guess which group my dad fell into.
Oh, my gosh.
So my dad can tap dance.
My mom can
of.
Tap dance. That's crazy. It's a crazy – that talk about a party trick.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a cool skill, actually. Yeah.
My dad doesn't see it that way, but, like, when he does a little tap shuffle for us, I'm like, well, it's pretty cool.
Mm. Good. 10 points for you, Dad.
Yeah. Lots of dads can play piano. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
So you had to do, like, all the events, or could you specialize at all?
No. I mean, there were four competitions, four winter games, if you will, and you could – I mean, you had really had no choice. If you wanted to be the winner of Bachelor Winter Games, you had to do it.
So were there, like, individual winners, or was it a team win?
There's a woman's heat and a guy's heat. So whoever won those got a date card, and that's how that worked.
And then is there, like, a prize for winning the whole thing?
Yeah, is there, like, an ultimate win?
Bragging rights, guys. Bragging rights.
You're like, a great Instagram post.
Yes. Confetti and all.
What if the winner of the guy's heat and the winner of the women's heat want to go on a date with each other. Is that like taboo that you're like wasting your
date? Is
that
a little foreshadowing you just did?
Oh my God. I'm so good at drama.
Are you all living together in the same house?
We are. Okay. We are. That's why it was. That's one of the reasons I loved it so much, because you would wake up and be with these. You would make breakfast, lunch, and dinner with these people from all over the world. It was so fun.
Winter summer camp.
And Yuki, yeah, exactly. Yuki from Japan would come down and make her Japanese omelet. I think there was sugar involved. I was like, girl, what are you doing? But yeah, very, very cultural experience.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I would not contribute anything to that. I'd be like, here's what I know how to make.
Oh,
it's
that was
canned
me.
Spaghetti sauce. It's very American.
Oh, I'm
not. We're lazy.
My contribution was a boxed cake. So, but that's okay because I don't have a home. I travel for a living, and I don't have a kitchen. So that's my excuse.
Yeah,
that's
true.
A good excuse.
I think so too. Yeah,
your job is just like take in all the other things other people are doing.
That's what I did.
Did you have any, like, nervousness about jumping back into Bachelor Nation, given that you've really successfully, you know, parlayed your platform into this extremely legitimate career as a travel blogger? Also, you shared your journey with being diagnosed with BRCA gene, mm-hmm. and which I wanted to talk to you about a little bit. But, like, you know, you've really set yourself apart in the public eye from the Bachelor world. Now you're jumping back into it. Like, what considerations went into that?
Yeah, it was definitely nerve-wracking, for sure. I thought I hung my Bachelor hat up, you know, back on Sean's season, and I was fine with that. That's fine. Like, the Bachelor has always treated me really well, and I love this franchise. And so when I kind of said no a couple times to Paradise and didn't really think anything of it, had no clue Bachelor Winter Games was even on the horizon. But when they came back to me and told me about it, it was kind of like this immediate gut feeling to just do it. Just because it really was two worlds coming together. I think, you know, with all the foreigners coming from all over the world, it was kind of a no-brainer. And I was very single at the time. So it was just, it was great timing.
Yeah, good timing. And yeah. I guess it's not like a crazy filming commitment, because it wasn't a lot. How long were you guys
exactly.
filming for?
Just a few weeks in December, like right before Christmas. So it wasn't a huge time commitment. I didn't have to take a ton of time off travel, single, foreigners. It's just kind of like, yes, check, 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 check.
Yeah, you're used to being around people from all over the world anyway.
Exactly. And that's why I was like, yeah, if I can date a foreigner, because I dated a foreigner before this. So, I mean, it wouldn't have been any different, really, except for you can see it play out on TV this time, which is, I guess, very different.
That, like,
everybody
tiny
can watch
detail,
it.
Yeah. Not, you know, just exactly the same, except all
you have
the cameras and
all the cameras
strangers
on the mics
weighing in on your relationship.
All that.
Just
sure.
Definitely don't date anyone that Ashley I is interested in.
No,
that will
never.
Only go badly for you.
I will never step on Ashley I's toes.
No one ever will. And yet, you know, why is she always friend zoned? I can't wait to find out. And
that's the promo kills me.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
She just really is excellent television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. But I love Ashley because I feel like so many people think she is super dramatic, but she only brings it. She doesn't put that on anybody else, really. You know, she's not drama for me or anybody else in the house. She's not this crazy villain by any means. She's just an emotional person.
Yeah. I mean, she seems quite beloved
by
people who know her personally. We've never met her, so it's, you know.
I met her very briefly
once.
Oh,
you did.
I would like to relate this story. It was at a Bachelor auction on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, you went. I forgot you reported on that.
I reported on it. And at that Bachelor auction, I briefly met Ashley, and she was the tiniest person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But that's my
interesting.
Cool Ashley.
Yeah. Sorry. You're like, oh, we really got into it.
I don't know why I told that whole thing, but here we are.
But yeah, I would love to talk to you about BRCA and the way that you've, you know, shared your health journey. I don't even know how to refer it.
Yeah, health
to
journey
it.
Is
health
not
journey.
Bad. Sure. 2017 was a crazy, crazy year. It was around this time last year that I got a call that I tested positive for the BRCA2 gene. And the only reason I even got tested for it was because my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. Now, I guess now that was about 3.5 years ago. And I was living in Argentina at the time that I got that call, and it was really scary. I felt super far away. But the doctors took care of it super quickly. And so then that led to my two sisters and I to get tested for the same gene that she was positive for. And it took me years to get tested for it because I was naive and I was like, I'm a 20-something. I'm not going to, you know, this is an older generation's problem of breast cancer and young people can't get it and won't get it. But that was so naive of me because now more than ever, I realized that so many young people are either getting diagnosed with breast cancer or are positive for this BRCA1 or 2 gene. And it's a scary thing. And so when I tested positive for it, I didn't even know I was going to put it out there. And I didn't even mean to have the surgery so quickly. I mean, 50 days after the diagnosis, I was on an OR table.
And you had a preventive double mastectomy.
A preventative double mastectomy, yes. And that, to be positive, to test positive for the BRCA2 gene mutation means that I had a greater chance of getting breast cancer at one day, one point in my life. And so with my mom, I saw my mom go through it, and I just wanted to get it out of my system because the options are to either get a preventative double mastectomy or to go into a hospital X amount of times a year and get screened, and that just doesn't work for me or my schedule. So I knew pretty early on that I wanted to just get it over with and essentially lose a body part that had been with me for 29 years.
And sounds really scary.
Yeah, it was, and I had never had surgery before, ever. This is my first surgery.
Wow. Dive in the deep end.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Go big or go home. So
at what point did you decide that you were going to kind of chronicle this and be really open with the people that follow you about this thing that's obviously a very different topic than international travel?
Right, very different. So I went in to my first doctor's appointment, and the last minute I grabbed a GoPro that was sitting right next to my bed right before I walked out of the room to go to this doctor's appointment. And I was like, I guess I'll just document this whole thing. Just to have it, just to have the film, not having a clue if I would even put it out there. And then a few weeks later, it was International Women's Day, and I was on a long layover in Germany. I'll never forget it. I was there in the airport for 8 hours, and I was like, what inspiring message can I put out there for all the women who are following me? And it just hit me. I was like, I'm going to chop up this video and throw this out there. And that's when I knew I was just going to throw it out there for the next, you know, few months that I would be going through this, because I wasn't going to be traveling, and I knew if I could help one person, then that my job was done. And I know that's happened because I never knew social media was so powerful until last year when so many people. I mean, this whole thing restored my faith in humanity, and it's just amazing how people from all over the world helped me heal so quickly. And so now I want to give back and help. You know, I get inundated with people every day saying, oh, my mom was diagnosed. I was diagnosed. How do I do this? Help me. Like, your posts have been so amazing. And so I'm so happy that I decided to throw it out there.
What is it like to have people reaching out to you for advice when you're really in a very similar position to them? Like, does it ever feel overwhelming?
Definitely. I remember sitting in my bed just recovering last year and not being able to move, but tears were streaming down my face because I was just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling through all these messages. And I've never experienced something like that, something so heartfelt from strangers before. And I think it's just the symbiotic relationship that happened. Like, I, by being so vulnerable and open and authentic and helpful, nobody realizes how helpful they were to me as well, and in my recovery. So I think I will always be a huge proponent of early detection, early screening, and you know, just getting checked, you know, as early as you can, if it's in your family or not.
And for anyone listening, you know, if they're hearing this and thinking, maybe I should get screened, like, what are the steps they should take?
Sure. So it sounds weird if you've never really talked about this before, but feel yourself up. And it's so funny because a lot of people in this community have this saying, and it's called feel it on the first. And so the first of every month, you kind of just remember to, for lack of a better phrase, touch yourself. I mean, just like massage your boobs and check yourself for any lumps you may feel. And if you feel something, go straight to your doctor. And that's how some people have learned that they have breast cancer. I mean, I remember a couple of weeks after surgery, this one woman messaged me on Instagram, and she was like, because of you, I did a self-exam found a lump, went in, and it's the lump is malignant, and I have breast cancer. And if it wasn't for you, who knows where I'd be?
Oh, my God.
And this was also, like, a week before her wedding. It was, like, the saddest thing ever. But anyway, she's doing great. And so that's how a lot of people find it. You have to do self-exams. And if, you know, even if you can't, some people just don't find anything. So go in and get regular screenings, mammograms. If you have a lot of family history with breast cancer, some people go so far as to get mammograms, ultrasounds, and MRIs, which is what I had to do.
Wow.
And a lot of people say, you know, don't do it until – there's no need to do it until you're 40, 45 years old, which is crazy to me because so many young people are getting diagnosed these days. So feel yourself up. If you feel anything questionable, go to the doctor.
We're generally pro feeling yourself up on this podcast for
every
reason.
Pro just, you know, talking about women's health and talking about things that might feel uncomfortable because the more that we – talk about this and educate ourselves, the healthier we're all going to be. So
exactly.
We applaud you.
No, thank you. Thanks. And I love talking about it. So if anybody listening has any questions, yeah.
Slide into your DMs.
Slide into my DMs.
I love it.
We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Leslie, and she's going to tell us what she thinks of Ari's season. Oh, yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Lately, my social battery has actually been full to bursting. I feel like I've barely been able to see anyone all winter, especially with little kids at home and constant daycare bugs. And I'm just like dying to get out there and see some people. And, you know, it's actually been kind of hard at times over the winter to feel like I'm just desperate to see friends and I don't have time to do it.
I feel like we're constantly trying to regulate, like, what's the correct amount of social energy? What kind of space do we need to carve out to actually give ourselves the space to socialize? What space do we need to carve out to give ourselves time to actually recharge? Either way, therapy can give you some self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or store it up a little too much.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love to see it. If you have a cat, you want your cat to be healthy and happy because, of course, that makes you happy.
But since, you know, people aren't mind readers, we don't always know when our cats are unwell.
So helping us keep tabs on our cat's health is just one reason you should use Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell.
Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust.
Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It actually changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in your cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues.
Plus, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door in a small, lightweight bag.
Our producer, Talon, has started using Pretty Litter for his cats, and he is a huge fan already. He's found that, like, the crystals really do soak up that odor, and cleaning the litter box is easier than it's ever been because it doesn't get all like weird and clumpy inside, which I remember so well from cleaning my cat's litter box.
Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on your cat's health and keep odors down.
You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do.
Go to prettylitter.com/LTSI and use code LTSI to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI to save 20%.
prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI.
Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks they don't have time to prioritize wellness? Yeah, guilty.
Well, Claire, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset for you.
The app makes it so easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, there's mindfulness and self-care tips, even healthy recipes, and so much more.
It's kind of wild how far-reaching Allo Moves goes. And their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour. It really just depends on what you have time for that day.
trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights.
Or you can find stress relief with things like meditations, affirmations, or face yoga.
It's so hard to prioritize wellness when you have a busy job or kids or both. And now that I have both, it's so important to me to be able to squeeze in a workout when I have that random 5 minutes to an hour in between tapings after bedtime. It makes such a big difference how flexible it is and how easy it is to get what you need from the app.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code LTSI20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
allomoves.com, code LTSI20. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list.
If, like us, that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better.
One study even found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Oh man, could have saved so much time. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I recently was in France and Portugal, and I was trying my hand at getting more comfortable with French, really brushing up a little bit, and I found Babbel so helpful. I'm not going to say that I like arrived all fluent, but I did feel much more comfortable ordering food in restaurants, asking for directions, reading signs, speaking to people when I was buying something without having to constantly be consulting a language app.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners.
Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
Well, it feels really frivolous to talk about the Winter Games.
Again, women contain multitudes. We got the high exactly. and the low. We can talk about it all.
We can. Yeah. We are well-rounded.
Exactly. I mean,
Let's go back to The Bachelor.
Yes, let's go back to The Bachelor. Is there anything else that we should really, like, be preparing ourselves for?
I don't know. I think, you know, it's the same thing. You just got to get a bottle of wine, cozy up next to the fire, and watch some really stunning athletes take on some Winter Games. We won't be on your TV screens for long, which is kind of sad. We'll be there for 4 episodes.
We have to cherish you guys.
Exactly. You know, it's not always about quantity. It's about quality.
You're so right.
Here's a question. I don't know if you can talk about this, but The Bachelor in Paradise is based on this sort of like musical chairs. They bring new people in. Right. Someone has to go home. Does anyone have to go home based on elimination, or is it just competing for the medals and the dates?
Nobody really goes home based off, you know, like winter games necessarily. There are rose ceremonies, and they are conducted differently every time, which is interesting.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of Survivor meets, I don't know, typical Chris Harrison meets. Sometimes the men give them out. Sometimes it's the other way around. It's a very interesting mix going on here. Sometimes there's a kissing competition, which, you know, losers go home.
Very so. Bachelor pad.
Very. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's very Bachelor pad meets Survivor meets Paradise.
So you guys didn't even know what you were getting into when you arrived in Vermont.
Not a clue. Not a clue. I mean, and when we arrived, there was not even snow on the ground. And everybody was like, oh, God, is this a bad omen? And then we literally brought in the season a few days later, and it was the prettiest winter wonderland ever. A great setting for a romance.
This, honestly, it sounds like a Hallmark movie concept, because I've been watching so many winter Hallmark movies and Christmas Hallmark movies, and, like, he's a handsome contestant. She's like a cute, like, producer. They're working together on this winter-themed show right before Christmas. Are sparks flying? What can they do about it? Like, this is perfect.
You.
I'm sorry.
Just really set the scene here.
I feel like this is the next stage for the winter games.
And also the snow would obviously start falling as a love connection was made.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the snow is falling all the time in these movies. That's
no,
the
but sometimes
thing.
It's like Christmas hasn't arrived. Will the snow
right.
arrive?
And then,
or will the
yes.
fake, yeah, will the
yeah,
fake
will the snow
fake fall?
Snow fall? Yeah.
It's so
that
funny.
Would be a big plot line.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bachelor shows, as we are right now on this podcast, there's one happening right now.
Yes.
And
it'll
actually, have you been watching?
Yeah.
Yes, I've been watching. And I feel like there's I think controversy is the wrong word, but there are a lot of opinions out there about Ari. And it's so funny. It's funny to be like, yeah, Ari was so like 5 years ago, but hello, I was so yeah. 5 years ago too.
But they didn't make you the Bachelorette. I actually would support that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But that's not what happened. It's a different situation. But, I mean, have you ever met Ari?
I have, yeah. Well, it's funny because we have some guest judges coming on Winter Games.
Oh,
we did see Rachel pop
yes.
up.
So
good. Anytime Rachel's on my TV, yeah.
She
I'm
said
happy.
Something like, I thought you were going to kiss her somewhere else, which is also a little hint as to kissing competition.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I met Ari that night. And, you know, they call him the kissing bandit, which is really funny because I feel like he was always all up in Emily's face on on her season. But everybody has so much to say about his kissing this time, too. And I feel like it took a wrong turn.
Yeah. It feels weird. Like, it felt relatively sweet when it was like he really likes kissing Emily.
It was one person.
And now it's like he just likes kissing
Got
faces.
It. Got it. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And there's just a lot of talk about pillow lips. Like, that didn't happen during Emily's
That's
season.
True.
Yeah.
That's I don't remember that phrase being
no.
thrown
no,
out
no.
there.
No, Emily's season, it was just like once in a while this guy's going to come and like throw her up against a wall and make out with her. And like that
right.
was – That was fun to watch.
That's true. I don't know, but I like him because he is so 5 years ago, and I like that they brought him back. And you know he's not going on TV to be the next Instagram star or the next actor. Like, that's why I really like him.
That ship has sailed.
You know? I mean, it's pretty obvious to me that he's there, like, excuse me, but for the right reasons.
Yeah. I feel like a racing career is one thing you really can't boost by going on The Bachelor.
No.
It doesn't
but does
make
he,
you drive
does he
faster.
Race?
I think
today?
He's kind of...
Semi-retired.
Okay.
If not fully retired.
Yeah.
But
got it.
He just sells a couple... You know, big old mansions every
sure does,
year, and
yeah.
then that funds his lifestyle, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm learning a lot about what my life could be like if you
lived
just,
in Scottsdale.
Yeah,
if I lived in Scottsdale,
a successful real estate agent in Scottsdale.
If I lived in Scottsdale, like had wealthy parents and like got into real estate.
Gosh, I know. I wonder what's going through Crystal's mind. Could she live in Scottsdale?
Oh, I bet she would love Scottsdale.
Yeah.
I really could see her fitting into that. Becca M.
Which one?
Becca M. Not so much.
Pixie cut, Becca?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Scottsdale's for her.
I don't either. I think
who are your favorites of the women?
I really like, I like both Beccas.
Same.
Yeah. Let's see. I think Kendall's very quirky, but I like her.
Oh my God, I love how weird she is.
She's so weird and wonderful.
I love seeing a really weird girl get kind of far in the show. Like, same. I feel like she should have been eliminated night one by most but this season standards.
Yeah, but this is Ari we're talking about, and I love that he loves her weirdness.
It's interesting to me. I feel like a lot of seasons, The Bachelor would keep the girl who made the, like, pit stop joke, but send home the girl with the taxidermy, and he's like, no. I'm the other way around.
But that's why I like him.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a different game.
It is, he likes a girl with personality.
But I can't wait to see.
And also Crystal. He also likes Crystal. So
And then there's Crystal.
Yeah, his tastes are just confusing to me. I can't really, he doesn't seem to have a type. Really.
I don't think he does either. But it's interesting because I feel like these girls are all over the place too, you know? Like, we've got Pixie Cut Becca, who's 22?
22.
But I feel like all these girls are pretty, are all these girls pretty young?
The ones that are left?
Yeah.
He acts the last 30-something.
Dang it. Yeah. Oh, but that brings me back to Winter Games. That's what I really loved about Winter Games, because I was like, oh, gosh, I'm going back on this show. I haven't been on in so long. I'm like old. I'm old and I'm old news. Like, I'm 30. And are all these people going to be 20-somethings, like 23, 24 years old? No. I mean, all these – some people – the majority of people were like 30 or above. Which I'm like, okay.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I like this.
Yeah.
This is a good age range.
It is a good age range. Yeah. Totally there for the right reasons.
Because I guess you're on – Claire is in her 30s. Yes. Michael, who we've had on the show a bunch of times and will be joining us for a future Winter Games recap.
Yeah. Foreigners are
– in their 30s?
Yeah.
I feel like Ashley is approaching.
She's
29.
She's 29. Yeah. Almost 30. Yeah, yeah, you and Ashley.
She's come so far since we met her Chris Soules' season of The Bachelor.
You know, I like to see people who, you know, have a few more years than we necessarily usually get to see on
Ben Higgins, 29, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because I feel like everyone's like, oh, Ben is so young. But it's like, no, he was so
really young for a Bachelor.
5 years ago.
Yeah. I think he was the youngest Bachelor they've ever had.
Right.
Yeah.
He was, 27 when they filmed? Maybe?
26.
26,
yeah.
27.
Yeah, he was 26.
But now he's the same age as Ashley?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
He's the same age as us.
As you.
Yeah.
Twinsies.
Twins.
Yeah.
But
he also has a young affect. Mm-hmm. Like, he seems like a young... I've always thought of him as being, like, my younger brother, who is 3 years younger than me and therefore younger than Ben. But, like, he just comes off as, like, a little young to me.
Same until I met him on Winter Games. And then he kept showing different sides of his personality, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I love you. Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to watch him now that he's had a bit of space from the franchise.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that whole breakup kind of did a number on him, unfortunately. It was just a sad, sad breakup.
I mean, having your relationship form that publicly and then having so many people interested and weighing in on it.
Having
and then
a TV
to have the,
show about it, right? That must have been killer.
That too.
Yeah. And then having to break up in the public eye. I mean, being the lead of one of these shows just sounds brutal for that reason. Like, the hyper-focus on you.
Exactly.
It makes me think of The Crown when she's like, divorce is not an option
like
for us.
That.
Ever. Just like that.
It's like, why would we go through a divorce? It's not worth it. Like, I feel like if I were in a Bachelor couple, I would be like, please God, let's make this work. Like, if we were the leads, you know, like, we have to make this work. Everyone's watching. We're going to be like tallied up in like the did they stay together or not, like things forever. It must be really hard to reach that point where you're like, nope, we just can't.
Are you single?
No, I'm married.
She's married.
Oh, married.
I'm
single. I was going to say, we need to get you guys to be the next contestants.
Oh, God. I mean, I think we would be the least ideal people, the ones who, like, have spent years hyper-analyzing this show and interviewing people about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like even though you haven't been on the inside, you've been on the inside.
Yeah. Also, I'm 30, so I've, like, certainly aged out.
I'm right here. I went on it.
Well, no, that's why I like watching, like, you and Claire. I'm like, yes, my cohort, still there.
Yep.
Still got it.
Still
we're
going strong.
We're still fun and cool.
We sure are.
It's fine.
Yeah. And you're, like, battle proven. Like, I know that we will come in, we know a lot about the show, But we have no idea how we would react emotionally. But I can predict it would be poorly. Yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, you go into it and you're in this bubble and the romance is heating up so quickly. And then all of a sudden it's over and the cameras stop. And so it's like, okay, so what happens now? How do I live my life again?
I would not. And then like a month or two later, it's like, and now it's all starting over again, but only on your Twitter. Like,
yeah,
must be very confusing.
It is. It's an interesting existence for sure.
Well, you will have to come back on the show next time you're in New York.
Oh,
after
I can't
this
wait.
Is aired and
yes.
we can, you know,
really
get
dish it
into
out.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So thank you so much for coming by,
Leslie.
Oh my
gosh, thanks for having
this
me.
It's been a delight.
It has been. I know. I'll see y'all soon, I'm sure.
And that's it for this bonus episode of Here to Make Friends. Remember that Winter Games premieres next Tuesday, the 13th on ABC. Thanks to our guest, Leslie Murphy, and our producer, Nick Offenberg. And please keep an eye out for the rest of our Winter Games coverage, which will be coming at you hot. I mean, cold. Very cold.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.